public input. We have two individuals that wish to testify, and I'll call you both up. Ross and Mike Mickelson, please. So, Ross, you know the three-minute rule. I don't, Mike, it's 3 minutes. You get the beeper will go off.
Mark?
You can come up, Mike, if you just...
Just like to say about the two enforcement fellows who are here in that department, with their limited resources, it's great what they do. There's something about the water in Port Angeles and Port Orchard that it says somewhere up there, NEMA is the place you go to poach an elk in somebody's driveway every year. And if it weren't for those guys, we would be in Afghanistan down there. So I really appreciate it. And they respond. One time, both of them were out of the state. But they got somebody there that night, and it's needed, and I appreciate it. I talked in the last session a little bit about an opportunity I see that for you all to comment when the Department of Ecology or somebody is getting ready to cancel some of our habitat, because they use your name in vain. And we have an example coming up. It's the Shoreline Master Plan for Pacific County. Okay, I listened to those, and I made my comments. And this is a draft in ecology, I guess, is looking at it. I hope your staff is looking at it. It says that in the Shoreline Management Act, it says there shall be no net loss of ecological function in our shorelines. Okay, in the draft master plan, it says, well, this is Pacific County. There should be no net loss, not shall. And then you go a little farther, and it says that, you know, working in the bay and shell fishing is hard, and it is. I do some. And so aquaculture should be granted some leeway, undefined. And then we get to it. It says, you know, there's still a species of Zostera marina, a species of eelgrass that's still protected. And it's you all maintain the list. Okay, Zostera marina, the native eelgrass. In this draft plan, it says, if any of that marina colonizes a shellfish bed, an aquaculture bed, it's not protected. There goes the neighborhood. I would hope you all and your staff would have something to say about that, because when ecology is reviewing protection for our estuaries, lock up your women and children if you live anywhere near the estuary. We're relying on you. The cost thing, I've talked to people down there, and essentially no cost sharing by commercials is going to be a problem. I have a daughter and two grandchildren. When they reach 16 and they come to visit, it'll cost about $400 for them to fish for 3 days. Okay. And she's not going to pay it. Grandpa probably will. Most of the grandpas I know down there won't be paying it. It's not going to work. Somebody who lives down there full time and has father and three children who like to fish, about $400 for the season. I had one more comment if I have time. Just a quickie on the August Columbia River gill netting that's planned. I found out today that, this is my understanding, there are 3 to 4 times as many steelhead in the lower Columbia right now as there are Chinook. We have 9 days of netting scheduled, 3 nights a week. I fished in a hog line in that section of the river years ago for 10 years. When the nets go in, you don't get any fish for 3 days. So if you stretch this out, this could wipe out all the sport fishing in the lower Columbia for most of August in order to... go after Chinook that are outnumbered by the steelhead, which, and this is the lowest number of steelhead we've had in the river, B-run steelhead, since 1998. I think some adaptive management could be called for here. Thank you.
Thank you, Ross. Questions? You're the last of the day, sir.
My name's Mike Mickelson. Real briefly, I've bugged Miranda before, and I've spoke with Jim a couple of times. My family goes back on the Olympic Peninsula about 125 years. and I got my first steelhead in 1951 when I was 5 years old. I've hunted, fished, and worked on the Olympic Peninsula my whole life. So did my father, who was 94 years old and lives in a house built in 1889. The first thing is that if we looked at these large maps, a lot of fishermen and hunters who I spoke with, we really feel underrepresented on the Olympic Peninsula. And as I look at the council, I'm going to have to agree with them, because we don't have anybody from the west side other than Miranda, of course. And, you know, we kind of feel left out. And that's one of the reasons I've been urged to come here. That being said, first of all, fee increases, we all know it costs a lot of money for licenses. But it's a sport. Friends of mine have always commented, well, you know, it costs a lot of money to go hunting. I said, okay, well, let's just go buy a beef. And he said, yeah, that'd be cheaper. So we don't hunt to feed our families anymore. And in fishing, I have friends that have fish poles that cost $700. You know, we hunt and we fish as a recreation, and we take darn a lot of pride in it, and we just know we spend a lot of money doing it. So I don't think that for the enjoyment we get out of it, fee increases, and I'm on a fixed income. I'm long retired. I don't have a problem with it, and a lot of fellas don't either. When the land use permits went up, last year I paid $250 for a permit on Weyerhaeuser. I paid one this year. I have friends that just gripe like mad about it. And all of a sudden, I go and say, well, did you get a permit? Yeah. What number were you? 15. It didn't take you long to buy it. 600 permits sold out like that. People are willing to pay the money because that's what we do. And the real reason I'm really here is because part of it is the curtailment on that private land. We wanted to get that boat launch put back in the upper Wainuchi. I've been following it real closely with Green Diamond, who own the land. I understand their predicament and agree with them 100%. They own it. But it has been told to me by Dwayne McAvaney, who is in charge on the ground, that it's been put in the hands of Fish and Wildlife Region 6. When I spoke with them, they said, oh, yeah, well, we have to write a grant request. I said, write a grant request? This was supposed to be taken care of July 1st of this year. Now we're not going to see it again, and the only people who are going to be allowed in that land are people who could afford a $6,000 lease, and these are going to be professionals. And as a matter of fact, a gentleman's from Yakima who's going to have a lease on a 7,400. Well, those of us who live in Grays Harbor County aren't going to get to fish that part of the river. So we need to get that boat launch put back in. And Green Diamond is now waiting, and I just wanted to bring it before the commission attention. I know Jim is fully aware of it, and he's talked with others, and they've called me about it. And when I spoke, I kind of leaned on Miranda because she's my representative from the west side. But, you know, I wanted to make sure that you all understand the situation. Any 7 months of any fall and winter in the Olympic Peninsula, Hump Tulips, Wainuchi, and the Satsuma River, in 7 months, there's at least 15,000 individual fishing trips. So that represents a lot of people. So I just bring that to your attention. I certainly hope that we can get that boat launch put in soon. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Mike. Your attention and bringing that forward will help that end.
Well, I'll continue to fight. Okay. You'll see me again.
Thank you. With that, hearing no other comments, we will adjourn until 8:30 tomorrow. So, until then.